Hello, this is Ted.
Oh, hi, Ted. Desiree, please.
Yes. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Tina from Local Splash. I don't know if you could help, but we're just having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that would be me that you'd need to be talking to.
Oh, I thought so. I saw the billing was in a different name. It doesn't say Ted, but I thought maybe it was you.
Yeah, that's my wife, Desiree, I'm sure, is on
okay.
the billing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I got a question for you.
Yes.
We are, how do I buy the website? Or can I buy the rights to it from you guys?
You can buy the domain for a one-time fee of $99, but that doesn't include the content. So then you just take it to a different hosting or, you know, a different company and you build a new site on it. So you
okay,
can
well, we are, well, here's the thing. So we are moving from California. We're leaving California.
Okay.
So we're going to be changing my name of my company because we're moving to upstate New York where I grew up. And so we're going to be changing the name and everything. So
okay.
Can I just pay what I owe you, or if I owe you anything, can I pay that, and then we can just cancel it?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yes? Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I take care of what I owe you, but we'll probably just go ahead and cancel that, and I'll probably end up getting a new website made and everything.
Okay, yeah, so no problem. So in the event that when you get to New York, you decide to keep the business name and you still want to keep the SierraDuckServices.com, what you could do is have us update it to the new information with the New York phone number and address and whatnot. So, you know, that might help you.
It'll definitely be a different name.
Oh, then you don't even need to buy the domain then. Yeah, if it's a different name, then you're good to
right,
go. Cause,
yeah,
okay. Okay, so I'll collect that last $29, and then I'll cancel right after, so you guys will get an email that it's canceled. That way you
Perfect.
Don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Sounds great. Yeah, I have a card number ready for you.
Okay,
you
go. Okay. Yep, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, I have a 4511.
Okay.
4000.
Got it.
7620.
Okay.
9085.
And expiration?
Is 1027.
And the code?
Is 807.
And is it still the Peterson Road for the billing address?
No. See, that's probably where it got messed up.
Maybe. Okay, what's the billing address now?
I have 1966 Richard, and that's RICHERT.
Okay.
And that's Avenue Clovis, California, 93611.
93611. We're in California, too, so I'm curious how come you're leaving. Is it because of all the crazy stuff going on in the state, or is it just you want to go back
well,
to your roots?
Yeah, so I grew up in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
And so it's so expensive here. Like our rent is $3,000 a month.
I get it. Yeah, it is. I feel so sorry for my kids because, you know, we bought our house years ago, so, you know, we don't have to worry about it. But for the kids, like how do they afford it out here, you know?
Right. Well, I don't know if you, are you from the area or are you just in California?
We're in Southern California. We're in Orange County.
Okay, so do you remember hearing about the Creek Fire that happened a couple years ago?
I do, yes.
Okay, so my wife and I, our family lost our house in the Creek Fire.
Oh,
so
I'm so sorry.
We owned 6 acres in the mountains, and it snowed, and we had a house there, and insurance screwed us. Our house, we owed $182,000. It was worth like $580,000, and we got $182,000.
Oh, no.
So we lost everything. We can't afford, we don't have 60, 70 grand to put down on a home now, you know. So it just, we actually ended up, just long story short, my wife ended up, she's a teacher, ended up getting hurt, and we settled out of court, and we got a lump sum of money, which we bought a house for cash in upstate New York. So for
$200,000. Oh, good.
So, I mean, you can't find a $200,000 home in California anymore. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's why we're out of here. Just everything. that point, it's just too much.
No, I totally get it. And it makes me mad what the insurance did to you, because the insurance companies in California, they're dropping homeowners policies left and right right now. And they're not even wanting to. And it's crazy because, you know, I've had my home and I haven't had a claim in like 22 years. And yet they still like dropped me. They're like, unless you can have a general contractor show that everything's been updated in the house. And I recently did a remodel and my plumbing and electrical, all of that has been updated. But the contractor didn't have a current license. He had it expire during COVID. So, so I'm just like, I can submit to them that, but they're going to reject it. So it's crazy how, here you had a policy and they shortchanged you like that.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
It definitely, but that's where, we've never had our house payment was $1,300 a month for our mortgage, Now we're renting a house
for
$3,000,
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I would get out of state too. That's too crazy. But yeah, and the fact that you could buy free and clear for New York, that's a win-win situation for you,
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
You're saving so much money.
So I took care of the payment and the cancellation for you. So you've probably
already gotten
an email showing that it's been canceled. So best of luck to you with your move and everything.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I will. You too. Bye.
Bye.